2 Samuel chapter 23 closes like a battle scroll. Names and stories of those who stood with King David. Some risked their lives, others simply held the line, but all were remembered. And the question comes to us, will we be counted among them? Courageous faith isn't just for warriors in ancient days, it's for students who stand for Christ in their schools. It's for business people who refuse to compromise. It's for parents raising kids in truth. It's for elderly saints still praying and serving. It's for you. The same spirit that filled David's mighty men fills every believer today. And the king that we serve today, he's greater than David. His kingdom will never fall. His rewards are eternal. So don't lose heart. Your faithfulness matters. Heaven sees it, and the King remembers. So will you commit to be a person of courageous faith? Faith that trusts, that obeys, that leads, and that endures. Here's three ways that you can pray for this today. Pray for renewed strength and commitment to having a courageous faith in Christ. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal areas in your life where you are holding back. And thank Jesus for calling you into his victorious kingdom. Here are two peoples that you can be praying for today. Sam and Suzanne Jordan and their family, our missionaries in Jordan, and also the Barbag Life Word broadcast for the people of Tanzania. And remember, the King is still calling for courageous followers. Will you answer with your life?